Stark, this is dictating on Gail Verman. Gail, G-A-I-L. Verman, that is W-E-H-R-M-A-N. W, W as in William. W-E-H-R-M-A-N. Verman Gail, G-A-I-L. W-E-H-R-M-A-N. Date of birth, 2/10/72. Date of visit is date of visit is 12/12/25. Please make copy for Joanne Mora. Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Mora, M-O-R-A, P-A-C. Joanne Mora. Next paragraph. Dear Joanne, thank you for sending Gail Verman for pulmonary evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is history of OSA. Next paragraph. First present illness. This is a 53-year-old female who has a past history for migraines. Also has dysautonomia and has been having snoring and a history for obstructive sleep apnea. The patient has a history for asthma as well and has been on an Air Supra inhaler as needed. She had a polysomnographic study more than a year ago and has an AHI of 6.7, suggesting mild sleep disordered breathing. Can you please mention that the sleep study was done 11 years ago? A copy of her sleep study was available. the patient was prescribed a CPAP setup after a CPAP titration study was done in the sleep lab period. It was done in Cincinnati. The patient has fatigue, but she denies any daytime sleepiness period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history for multiple medical problems, including history for asthma, prior history for COVID-19 infection in 2022, and history for tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, and history for sinus surgery times two. She had a cholecystectomy in the past and had endometrial ablation done. And has been treated for migraines and celiac disease and has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, gluten, and environmental allergies and dairy products, period. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking, no alcohol use. She works as a physical therapist, period. Next, family history. Both parents alive and in good health. And father has history of asthma. Mother had heart disease. Next paragraph, review of systems. A patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma. She has hoarseness and some wheezing and coughing spells, but no shortness of breath. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains. She has abdominal pains and cramping and heartburn, but no diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has muscle aches and stiffness. No seizures, but has headaches, no numbness or memory loss, and does have skin rashes. Next, med list included Aerosupra, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, and blood pressure 125 by 70, pulse 60, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 139, saturation 97. HEA and ear norms, spheric, pupils are reactive, sclerotic, clear, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds to the periphery. And lung fields are clear. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. No cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, history of asthma. And number 3, history of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And number 4, celiac disease. And next paragraph, plans. Patient will continue with a present meds. She was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, IgE level, and a total eosinophil count. She will use CPAP nightly at plus 6 centimeter pressure. And I suggested to her that follow-up sleep study might give us a better understanding as to the CPAP pressure to be used at this time. And then follow-up is it to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. A copy of her recent labs will be requested. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Joanne Mora, J-O-A-N-N-E, Mora, M-O-R-A, P-A-C. Thank you.